Hi and welcome to State of Mind. I'm Dr. Shyam Bhatt and this is the podcast about everything to do with the mind. Firstly, apologies for the long hiatus. I was traveling and didn't get a chance to record, but I promise there'll be a video every week on this channel. So continue to stay subscribed and thanks for joining. Now today, let's talk about something that is a very common phenomenon. A lot of people are suffering from this, and chances are that you might have experienced this yourself, and that is overthinking, as it is colloquially called. The technical term for overthinking is rumination, and the word rumination comes from ruminant animals like sheep and cows, because when they eat food, as you know, they chew the cud, so they regurgitate the food, chew it again, swallow it, bring it up again, and they go on doing this several times before the food is actually digested in the gastrointestinal system. So very similarly, us human beings are known to ruminate, to sort of go into obsessive, recurrent thinking patterns. You know what I'm talking about. Most of us have experienced it at one time or the other, but for some of us, overthinking can become so much of a habit that it can actually lead to serious consequences. So how do you know if you're an overthinker? What is overthinking? What is rumination? Well, you know, the situation where something happens, maybe you go to work, you have a conversation with your colleague, he or she says something, and, you know, something doesn't feel right for you, and you start replaying that conversation, wondering if you responded in the right way, wondering what that person meant by it. Or perhaps, you know, there's an event coming up in the future, maybe an exam, maybe a test, maybe a presentation. And you've done whatever you can, but you can't stop thinking about it. How's it going to go? Am I going to do all right? You know, will I get the answers? Will I get promoted? And even though there's no solution, you go on and on thinking. Or you're driving to work and some guy cuts you off and you get really upset. And then you just can't let it go. You keep recalling that incident and you feel really bad about it. You get angry about it and you're stewing about it. And obviously, there's nothing you can do. So overthinking or rumination essentially means that you're getting into a negative thought cycle, which goes over and over again, associated with negative feelings like stress, anxiety, anger, regret, fear. And there is no solution in sight. So the thoughts are going round and round, but there is no solution. Does that sound familiar? Now, we must differentiate between rumination and the mind wandering. So mind wandering means that you're doing something like you're, you know, reading a book or talking to a friend, and your mind goes elsewhere. It's not in the present. It goes into the past. It goes into the future. Maybe you wonder what you're going to have for lunch. Maybe, you know, you're thinking about some idea you have. Maybe you're writing an article, whatever it might be. Now, studies have shown that 50% of our waking time is spent in mind wandering, right? It's amazing that the brain is actually designed to wander away from the present moment. And there are actually neural circuits that are responsible for this. So there's something called the DMN, or the default mode network. The default mode network refers to a network of brain regions all across the brain, right? In the higher brain regions, in the emotional regions of the brain. So these regions are interconnected and they seem to work together. And what research has found is that when there is mind wandering, the DMN is active. So the DMN is actually the neurological correlate of this phenomenon of mind wandering. And there's nothing wrong with mind wandering. As I said, it is part of our neurobiology, and obviously there is a benefit to this. Otherwise, evolution would have, you know, taken it away from us. We wouldn't have survived with this if it wasn't essential for our survival at some level. And certainly, mind wandering is very useful in terms of having creative thought, in terms of getting new ideas, and even in problem solving. And so rumination actually has two variants, one of which is unhealthy and the other is healthy, okay? And the two variants are brooding, which is not healthy, and self-reflection, which is healthy, right? So if your mind is wandering and you find yourself thinking about, daydreaming, ideas are coming to you, and your mind is just going everywhere, but you're feeling relaxed, that's fine. But if you start brooding, which means you think of an issue that has happened or that might happen, and your mind starts going on and on thinking about that in loops, right? That is called brooding. That's the negative rumination that we want to avoid. And why do we want to avoid that? What's the problem with rumination? Well, firstly, of course, it's very distressing to suffer from overthinking, right? If you've experienced it, you know that it doesn't feel very good. You want to stop thinking, but you just can't find a way to shut your mind off. And research has actually shown that when people ruminate a lot and when they brood a lot, that is, they have negative rumination, that significantly increases the risk for depression, anxiety, and even suicide. Rumination increases cortisol levels, increases stress hormones in the body, because as far as the brain is concerned, when you're recalling negative events and you're stewing in those negative events, then your body and your brain actually believes you're actually experiencing those negative moments, even though it has long passed or it hasn't happened yet. And in fact, studies show that people who get into the cycle of overthinking, of rumination, they are more prone to other mental illnesses as well, other than depression and anxiety, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. So rumination is not healthy. It doesn't help achieve your purpose of finding a solution, and yet you're unable to stop doing it. Why is that happening? What is happening at the level of the brain? Now, scientists have done some really interesting studies over the last 20 years or so since the advent of something called the functional MRI machine, which basically is like a usual MRI scan, which scans the brain, except it can do it in real time so that when a person is thinking or feeling or talking or doing, you know, whatever they're doing, you can actually see which areas of the brain are active and which are not active and so on. Now, what they found was that in people who are brooding, the DMN is active, which is fine. That's similar to mind wandering. But there's also a part of the frontal cortex called the subgenual, if you want to know, called the subgenual prefrontal cortex. So the subgenual prefrontal cortex is a part of the prefrontal cortex, the higher logical part of the brain. And what happens in negative rumination is that logical part of the brain gets, if you will, trapped in the DMN. So as the DMN starts your mind is wandering. There's also negative feelings coming from another part of the brain called the amygdala. So the brain is now thinking of negative things, and the prefrontal cortex is drawn into this, and now a loop is created where thoughts keep circling around this issue, right? So you've got all these parts of the brain overactive, and it's almost like a perpetual cycle once it starts off. And unless we do some very concrete things, that will continue and cause a lot of pain. Keep in mind that the relationship between depression, anxiety, and overthinking and rumination is what we call bidirectional, which means that if you're depressed, you're more likely to ruminate. If you ruminate, you're more likely to become depressed. So clearly, this is something we have to learn to stop. And fortunately, there are many strategies that can help stop overthinking and convert it into problem solving. So let me give you some quick tips, not necessarily easy, but tips that are actionable and that you can use to immediately... Wait, I'm going to start the tips again. So let me give you some tips on how you can manage overthinking. The first thing is for you to become aware that you're ruminating. This is very important. Now, you may say, look, I know when I'm thinking and when I'm overthinking, but often we're not aware that this pattern of thinking has no utility because it feels like you're solving a problem. You may well continue overthinking without realizing that this has no utility. It has no use. It's futile. So the first thing is to cultivate awareness, to know when your thought patterns are in a cyclical loop accompanied by negative feelings with no solution emerging. Now, if that happens, you have to be able to stop and say, I am ruminating. I need to stop that. Once you're aware that you're overthinking and ruminating, you can do a number of things. Firstly, you can try to distract yourself. Distracting is actually quite effective and certainly preferable to fighting the thoughts. Keep in mind that you cannot fight overthinking with mental will alone. You cannot extinguish a thought by sheer will, because the more you try to push a thought away, the stronger that thought becomes. Try this, for example. If I tell you right now, do not think of a pink elephant. Whatever you do, don't think of a pink elephant. Yeah, you're going to be thinking of a pink elephant, right? The more you try to stop thinking of the pink elephant, the more it comes to your mind. Now, how do you stop thinking about the pink elephant? Well, try replacing that image with the image of another animal or something else, right? Start thinking about something else, divert your attention, and immediately that thought will get displaced, because your conscious mind can't hold two thoughts at the same time. So that's the second point. Distract yourself once you're aware that you're ruminating. The third thing you can do is to convert rumination and overthinking into problem solving by doing an exercise that psychologists call constructive worry. Constructive worry simply means this. You don't allow your worries, your thoughts, to run unchecked in your mind. You know that they're causing you harm. So what you do is you write down your thoughts. And by the way, this is a great exercise to do prior to going to bed. A lot of people suffer from rumination and overthinking during bedtime. You know, you go to bed, everything else is quiet, so there's not much external stimuli coming in. The DMN starts reflecting about what's happening within and recalls memories, and before you know it, you're tossing and turning, thinking and thinking, and you can't go to bed, you can't go to sleep. We want to avoid that, and the way you can do that is you keep a diary next to your bed, write down all your worries, list them out one by one, and you ask yourself, what are the possible solutions for this problem? What are the things that I can act on? You write that down, and what you cannot control, we must learn to accept. What you cannot change, we must accept. And I'll teach you how you can practice acceptance, having decided that this is what you're going to do, right? So you write your thoughts down, your worries down, write down the solution against each of those worries, and keep it aside, take it out of your mind, and that will reduce rumination. Now, your lifestyle has a huge impact on whether you ruminate and overthink or not. It's really fascinating. In a recent study, researchers took a bunch of people who had a tendency to overthink, who were ruminators, who ruminated a lot, and they took them out into nature, right? So they took them out for a walk, for a 90-minute walk, I think it was. So it was more than an hour, in a nice natural surroundings, lots of trees, lots of grass, etc. And what they found, it was amazing, what they found was that not only did rumination decrease, but that the brain activity of the subgenual prefrontal cortex and the DMN were balanced. That issue I was talking about in the brain, that was restored to normal functioning in the presence of nature. And I think this is so tragic for many of us living in urban cities all over the world, where we do not see nature. Many of us, you know, look out at concrete buildings, we see traffic, we rarely see greenery, and we're definitely not surrounded by nature. And there is no doubt that the absence of nature makes the brain and the mind overthink, ruminate, and become more prone to depression and anxiety. So as much as possible, if, you know, get out of the city, maybe on a weekend, maybe there's a park hopefully nearby, spend some time in amidst nature. It is profoundly healing. Now, other lifestyle things that you want to pay attention to are sleep and exercise. The more rest you have, the more sleep you get, the more rested the DMN, the amygdala, all these parts of the brain, and the less threatened the brain feels. And because it feels less threatened, there's less tendency to ruminate and to overthink in a negative manner. Same thing with exercise. Plenty of data. You'll probably hear me talking about exercise in every video I talk about, because exercise, by the way, if exercise was a pill, you know, all of us would take it, because it cures almost every disease, well, prevents almost every disease, from Alzheimer's, dementia, to diabetes, to high blood pressure, and certainly overthinking and rumination. Another significant way you can reduce your tendency to overthink and ruminate is by improving your self-esteem. What we feel about ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, the extent to which we like ourselves, determines how relaxed we feel. And if you don't like yourself very much, if you criticize yourself, if you compare yourself with others and you find yourself deficient in any way, well, that kind of relationship with yourself will actually make the tendency to overthink and ruminate much worse. Now, I'm going to do a lot of videos on self-esteem, of course, but let me just say this. Get a healthier sense of yourself. Be kinder to yourself. Be more accepting of yourself. And if you are kinder, more patient, more accepting of yourself, then your rumination and negative overthinking will decrease. Now, gratitude is another very powerful way to reduce overthinking. When you're caught in a situation where you feel, you know, there is no solution and you just find yourself thinking and thinking over and over again, pause, recognize that it's overthinking and rumination, and remind yourself of all the wonderful things that you already have in your life. And don't tell me you don't. I'm sure you do. We all have some, at least a few wonderful things in our life. If nothing else, life itself. We are alive, we are here, we are present, we are breathing, we are feeling, right? That's something to be thankful for. People who love you, people you love, that's something to be thankful for. The gift of your body, your brain, your intellect, that's something to be thankful for. So connect with gratitude and you'll find that overthinking and rumination will decrease. Now, two more strategies, very powerful, not just for overthinking and rumination, but really for all-around mind and body health, is yoga and meditation. Yoga, of course, is a mind-body exercise. And when you practice yoga, you're releasing stored emotions, especially stored negative emotions. When our body and mind feels under threat, when we are stressed, then we start accumulating tightness in our body. And what yoga does by balancing body, breath, and mind, it restores a nice, healthy balance, and that decreases the fight or flight or threat response, and that will decrease overthinking. Finally, meditation. Mindfulness and meditation, you can use those words synonymously in this context. Essentially, managing your mind better, controlling your attention better, and getting a better relationship with your thoughts so that you're able to stay here in the present moment with a serene acceptance of whatever is happening. You see, the moment you come into this moment and you let go of the past, you let go of the future, you stop trying to solve life. You stop trying to solve existence like it's a puzzle or a problem, but rather you start enjoying and living it. If you make that shift, there's really, the brain will radically transform and it'll stop overthinking. So what you want to do is, by the way, I'm sure, I hope you've done some of the meditations which are on my channel and elsewhere, but very briefly, essentially the art of meditation means to notice whatever is happening in this moment very deeply and not to judge what is happening, not to label things, not to run after what you feel is good or run away from what you feel is bad, but just to stay here. And if you do that, all the circuitry that is thinking about past and future will relax and overthinking and rumination will decrease. So just to recap, overthinking or rumination is an epidemic of urban modern life. For many of us who are knowledge workers who use our minds and our brains to get ahead in our lives, that brain starts spinning and spinning and gets into this negative rumination mode. In order to stop overthinking, the first thing is you become aware of it, distract yourself, practice constructive worry, practice a better lifestyle, get more sleep, more exercise, spend more time in nature, and finally practice some yoga and learn the art of mindfulness and meditation. I hope this will help reduce your overthinking and rumination. As always, please share your comments, suggestions, any questions you might have. You can comment below this video. And of course, subscribe to this channel and stay updated. I'll have a video out every week and I hope to see you soon.